It's time for another Beach Athletics check-in. We're talking to the activities director for the Beach Buccaneers, Mr. Mike Zier. And first off, Mr. Zier, congratulations to your football team headed to round one of the nine-man playoffs this weekend after a big win. So tell us a little bit. Well, we'll start with the big win. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, it was a really fun game. We got out, great start on offense, 14-0. And then defense, you know, has been kind of our Achilles heel this year. Richard and Taylor Hebron tied it up at 14. But then I thought Coach Goldberg and the offense had probably our best almost ever last 2 minutes of a half, where we ended up scoring. And then we got the ball back again. And then we scored as it was triple zeros last play of the half. So we got two touchdowns in basically less than 2 minutes. And it was a really good thing. And then from there, a little bit back and forth, but we just were able to put 50 on the board and only give up 22, which for us is pretty good. And, you know, I was really happy with the kids and the coaching staff. Now we make it in the playoffs, first time in 4 years, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, super stoked for you guys to head into the round one, and especially ride the momentum of a big 50-22 win. That's really awesome. And your opponent going to be Central McLean, who you've seen before this season. So you got some tape to study?
Yeah. We're going to be watching film today, actually. And you know, they beat us pretty bad week three. They're a very good team, very physical. We're going to have to try and use our speed to negate their size. I mean, I don't think we'll be able to do that completely, but to be honest with you, we probably need to get in a shootout with them a little bit and get a few breaks, but really excited for the opportunity for the kids to head up to Turtle Lake, North Dakota on Saturday.
Do you have a good contingency of Buccaneer fans that'll make the trip up there with you?
You know, we do. We have some good fans, and with the team having so few numbers, it's nice to see so many people come out and support us.
Well, that's awesome. And that game, again, for those not in the know, is going to be this coming Saturday the 19th at 1 p.m. So we'll be cheering the Buccaneers on from this side of the border. At least I will, for sure. And also in big ticket items coming up for the Buccaneers athletics, state cross country happening Friday, October 25th. And that's going to be at Parkhurst Recreation Area in Jamestown. So how many students are you sending out to that one?
Well, we're going to be sending six kids. And I think it's going to be better than last year, where they had a huge ice storm and they had to run in ice.
Oh, man.
So you never know what happens over there. If any of your listeners know about the James River Valley, or the Red River Valley, you just never know what the weather's going to be like. But looks to be like it's going to be really good weather, and Coach Kerr and the crew will go out there and do the best they can. I'm really proud of those kids.
Congratulations to those kids, and good luck to them as well. All kinds of good stuff happening. And then also one in the past, a little bit of congratulations to the volleyball squad, taking fourth at your tournament there last weekend. So was that a good time for the girls?
Yeah, it was awesome. We had a battle, Montana versus North Dakota, in the championship, with Fairview and Montana winning it over Richardson Taylor. And then our girls got fourth. So I was really happy about that, and really was a good day of volleyball all around.
Sweet. Well, glad to hear everything's going pretty swimmingly for the athletics department over there. And once more, hey, big good luck to you guys this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Blake, and have a good week.